that's sort of just like an overarching theme for the record of just seeing things in a strange way. That's, you know, sometimes a source of like, you know, wonder at the world that we live in, but also terror and dread.
After hearing frontman John Agnello talk about the concept of their sophomore release, Lenses Alien, the title, although still a little weird, does seem to make more sense. The songs on this latest album from Cymbals Eat Guitars offer an interesting view of life and are somehow able to strike a balance between anxiety and joy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The band Cymbals Eat Guitars take their name from a Lou Reed quote describing the sound of the Velvet Underground. John Agnello decided to start the band after graduating high school and began recruiting members to play with him. After finally assembling the crew, they self-released an album called Why There Are Mountains. Luckily, that album ended up receiving a favorable review from indie tastemakers Pitchfork, and the buzz surrounding the band had them touring with the likes of the Flaming Lips and the Pains of Being Pure at Heart. Once finally back home, though, Agnello decided that he wanted their sophomore release to be more of a band effort, so each member began writing and arranging music for their follow-up album. The lyric writing, however, is still something that John takes care of, and he told the Alternate Side's Elise Ali about his method.
I'm trying to pack in as many ideas as possible and as seem appropriate for the song, but sometimes I'll just sit down and I'll write a bunch of stuff, probably like a page worth, and then just edit it down to a song, and it kind of depends on where the music is going, and I work on them both at the same time, and they inform each other, and I get inspired to write parts, guitar parts, if the lyrics are really good, so... Huh. I always make sure that I'm happy with that.
So initially it's very like stream of consciousness writing, yeah, where you just like spit everything out.
Yeah, and then there's a, you know, the cutting and pasting and rearranging.
That seems like the easy part.
Finding new meaning. No, it's actually, well,
no?
It's the fun part.
Oh yeah? Yeah,
that's more fun than
the rearranging, yeah. The editing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Big on editing in this band.
That I noticed about this record as opposed to the first one, Why There Are Mountains, which had a bunch of songs on it that were pretty long. Not that I'm complaining or anything, but this record, there is with the one song. The first song is like 8.5 minutes, but everything else is pretty standard 3.5 minute situation.
We kind of endeavored to fit more into a smaller package with the rest of the songs. We wanted to see what we could do with more traditional structures.
So what happened with that first song then?
It took such a long time to write that song, but eventually we arrived at the noise break kind of was the game changer. When we realized we were going to do noise for 2 minutes.
I'm sure your parents loved when you played that song in their garage, right?
Actually, it's funny that you bring it up in relation to that song, because I played my mom a really early iPhone at the top of the stairs demo of that song that was about 7.5 minutes long. Explained that, oh, but we're adding another part, as if that's going to make her understand what it's supposed to sound like. And her reaction was along the lines of, you know, your dad and I are just worried about your long-term prospects. Shot through the head, I'm coming. Riding on the past, right through that summer sun.
We'll be right back.
Live music from the band Cymbals Eat Guitars and the song Riffle Eyesight. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org. Thanks to our engineer Dan Hodd and to Elisa Ali, who produced today's Take 5.